AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Police in Georgia are investigating the motive in a series of massage parlor shootings that left 8 people dead, including 6 Asian Americans. Atlanta police released a 911 tape from a woman hiding inside Gold Spa.
I'm hiding right now.
Okay. Did you have a description of him? Did you see him?
Oh, yeah. Just a white guy.
A white male? What is he wearing?
I don't know. Please come, okay.
Investigators say the white suspect, 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long, claimed the attack was not racially motivated and that he has a sex addiction. Georgia State Legislator B. Wynn says to her the shootings appeared to be the intersection of gender-based violence, misogyny, and xenophobia. On Capitol Hill today, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was questioned about an increase in young migrants crossing the border with Mexico. New York Republican John Katko.
Through irresponsible rhetoric and actions by this administration, we are seeing an unprecedented crisis unfold during a pandemic. The situation at the border continues to get worse every day with inadequate action or even proper acknowledgement of the severity of the situation.
Mayorkas says he won't revive a Trump-era practice of immediately expelling teens and children. The Federal Reserve plans to keep a benchmark interest rate near zero from now through 2023. Board Chairman Jerome Powell says people are spending a bit more, but not on vacations.
Household spending on goods has risen notably so far this year. In contrast, household spending on services remains low, especially in services that typically require people to gather closely, including travel and hospitality.
The House Ways and Means Committee says the Internal Revenue Service is delaying tax filing deadline from April 15th until May 17th. While the IRS and Treasury Department didn't immediately comment, the committee confirmed and applauded the move, which provides additional time for both taxpayers and the IRS. This is AP News. The Anti-Defamation League says white supremacist propaganda hit alarming levels last year. Julie Walker has more.
There were 5,125 cases of racist, anti-Semitic, anti-LGBTQ, and other hateful messages spread through flyers, stickers, banners, and posters, according to the report. The group says last year marked the highest level of white supremacist propaganda seen in at least a decade and nearly double that reported in 2019. A former far-right extremist who founded a de-radicalization group says white supremacist and extremist recruiters see crises like the coronavirus, national reckoning over racism, and heated elections as opportunities. I'm Julie Walker.
Starting tomorrow, in an attempt to get through 67 games uninterrupted, the NCAA has placed players, coaches, and staff at the men's national basketball tournament under a virtual lock and key in Indianapolis and elsewhere in Indiana. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.